Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Easter, all my wonderful people. I have a full switchboard today. Thanks for calling in and being so brave. I have been doing this for a long time, probably 7 or 8 years. I used to be the Soul Sherpa, and I decided to do it under Violet Phoenix because I would like to get that to be a known brand name because so many books are published under there. There's my books and there's a few other books and hopefully more to come. I do self-publishing for people at a very reasonable price. You get personal service. I don't do it in mass quantities. It's not computer. I mean, I use a computer, but it's not, you know, you're not dealing with a phone bank of people in a foreign country. It's personal service. So, yeah, I do publishing for people. I publish my own books, and that's all on Violet Phoenix Publishing, and the websites are on the show description and my books. And I have decided after all this time of doing my show that I have put all the information that people need to know about the higher energies on the planet and about upgrading your life. I've separated it into like top different subjects because I know people have a little trouble processing a whole bunch at one time. And some people might have a lot of areas polished, but not others. If you want to know what you need to polish for the heightened energies on the planet, by the way, let me backpedal a little bit. The Schumann resonances have been spiking, which is an increase in the magnetic field, which pushes us to want to upgrade and to feel uncomfortable in the status quo. It gives us anxiety if we're not willing to change and let go. And it's also Easter. That's the resurrection. It's the beginning of spring. There's a full moon. I mean, there's a lot of pressure right now. So we got to work on all the different aspects of ourselves to be comfortable in the higher energy. And my book, Living in the Vortex, is really reasonably priced. I think it's $2.99 for the ebook, and it's only $6.99 or $7.99 for the soft cover. And it has all the things you need to upgrade in yourself to function well in the new energy. And we create every day and every moment by what we're putting out. So that's something we have to monitor. And it's hard for me to help everybody with every little thing. So I figured, well, it's time for people to really develop their gifts. That's the number one thing. Everything else kind of revolves around that. So I thought, well, I'll pick the most important thing. So I decided I'm going to focus on helping you with your strengths and your gifts, because those are what you need to be focusing on. There might not be much for you to feel strong about right now, but that's your anchor. And you need to feel anchored in the winds of change now. So I need to hear your voice. That's how I tune into your energy. And that's my special gift, which I was given in the early 90s, where I can see people's gifts and abilities. And it's very unique for me. So I thought that should be my offering. There's a lot of other psychics or intuitives out there that can work through other things like trauma and whatever. Okay, so enough of all the explanations, but I do have to make sure everybody's on the same page with me. And I take the calls in the order that they came in, and I call out the area code. You can share with us whatever you want to share, but I do need to hear. You don't have to give your name. You don't have to say where you are. If you want to, you can. But I need to hear a little bit of your story so I can tune into your voice and kind of know where you're at with everything, because we do only have a few minutes for each call. Okay, and as I always promise, one of these days I will do a 1 hour show, but I actually have to pay for that. So, okay, I'm going to go to the 321 area code. Hi, want to tell me a little bit about your story?
Hi, Violet. Yes, indeed. Happy Resurrection Day. My name is Lori Ann, and I'm from Central Florida. And I have been actively pursuing writing and publishing, so it was like serendipitous when you were speaking right now. You said everything is divine. So I did a contract, or I did a job for a gentleman about 11 years ago, and this gentleman has been stalking me ever since. My computers, my landlines, I don't want to get into that because it's still going on. But my point is, when am I going to get freedom and get credit for everything that I've been writing? And, you know, when is all this going to turn around for me?
Oh, okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm not going to say when, because when is always about shifting the energy. So we're going to see what you need to do to shift the energy, perhaps, in your situation. And you said you've been doing writing and publishing. What I'm getting is to go deeper into yourself and be more honest about what you want to, not to be a conformist, and we often don't realize when we have a certain perspective. And I'm just telling you what's not, it's kind of like in your shadow, it might not be, you know, you may have had a glimpse of this though throughout time, to be more, go deeper and be more straightforward with what it is you want to put out in your publishing. That'll give you a deeper anchor. And a lot of times what we do initially is kind of like practice, and then we just need to anchor in this heightened energy. We all need to, and I do it too. We need to go deeper every day, deeper and deeper and deeper every day into our center, into our heart, and connecting to our soul, and then new levels of creativity. And I've been through this process all my life, so I know how it works, just to keep going deeper. But I'm getting that that'll anchor you better and will start yielding results. So do you have any questions around that? I don't know. I'm not getting anything right this moment about somebody stalking you, but
yeah.
So you
want to
know.
Go ahead.
Do you understand what I'm saying about when you'll be recognized when you really tune into what your unique offering is?
Yeah, no, I understand. And yeah, you are right. I have heard that plenty of times before. And you are right. The energies are rising to where we can't hide from ourselves anymore.
So, yeah, and but that's good. It's actually good. So let me see if I can I got to try to make sure I limit the calls to about 4.5 minutes. So I'm not getting anything about the other person. Other
initials
than,
are R-A-W, and that's all I can say. Initials are R-A-W.
I think, why don't you shoot me an email, because that's off subject, but I might get something for you on that. And I do this. I do follow up. If you send me an email, alana@alanak.com, I may have a message for you on that. So keep tuning into your authenticity. Let the creativity flow. And then always don't look back. I'm also getting that. Don't look back. Just look forward and be like that, where we're creating moment by moment. And I see the results of this in my own life. And I've been really careful to heighten energies. I know sometimes you need to relay a communication. This is for everybody to hear. We need to sometimes relay a communication, or we need to kind of run something through our digestive system and we state it, but we do have to be careful how often our subconscious mind slips into the past and says, and I do this too, is like, you know, when I haven't been recognized, when will I be, better to say to yourself, my recognition is on its way, some people say that you should do it as if it's already exists. And I think it really depends on everybody's own psyche. So you really kind of need to look at your subconscious psyche, your shadow side. What is it really casting out? You know, maybe something that we're thinking from the past is getting in the way, because this is a new time. I've had books online for a few years suddenly started selling in the last few months. So this is really a different time. I think the things that we've done in the past, we got to kind of wash them away and just look towards the future, because the world is changing and people are changing really quick. Okay, so I'm going to leave it at that. Send me an email. If you forget what it is, it's on the show description. All kinds of good stuff is on there. And it was really nice talking to you. Thanks for sharing. And I'm going to be doing this every Sunday, same time, so let us know how you progress. I appreciate seeing all people get along. Okay, thanks. Aloha. So I have, let me see, I don't have glasses on, and it's kind of annoying. I take my glasses off when I do readings. 863 area code. Oh, it's taking a minute. There you are. Hi.
Hi.
Want to tell us a little bit about your story? Here you are.
Here I am. No matter where I go, here I am, right?
Yeah, and tomorrow never comes either. This is those amazing things. It's like, it's never tomorrow.
Yes. Well, I saw on the show page about calling for guidance around our special gifts and strengths. So that's what I was kind of seeing what insights there are around that. I've been trying to focus a little bit more around self-love, because that's something that's been a challenge for me. So,
yeah, as it has been for everybody. Yeah. So I got something around medical and holistic medicine. Have you been interested in that?
Not a lot, when I was younger, I had thought about going to school for nursing, but then didn't, and I'm 60 now, so I kind of, I've like, you know, shoulda, woulda, couldas, and I didn't do a lot of things that I should have or would have, but I feel like I'm sort
I'm
of, you know, running
now
out of time.
I'm 62 now, and I'm running for mayor.
Oh.
No, this is a whole new time. Isn't that fun? I've worked on that on myself in the last few years. I'm like, oh no, because I have friends who are like, or my family is paying off, my siblings paying off their house, retiring. I'm like, ah! And it's, we didn't, that's the old paradigm. And strangely enough, if you really spend time with those people, they aren't fulfilled. They aren't happy. They went with the old thing. What we were supposed to be doing is prepping for these times, and somewhere inside of us, we know that's true, is that we came for a very special time on the planet when we're making this quantum leap. I have a book that I just changed the title to Quantum Leap. It used to be Heaven Is Here. That was my first book I wrote. And it's funny that I changed the title and now people buy it. But we are making a quantum leap. We're not living the old way, like where you just retire. We've been prepping for this time. So what have you been prepping for? And it's like starting a whole new life. And with the heightened energy, if you take it in and if you're willing to really have a fulfilling life, that energy feeds your body and it'll actually keep your body young and it heals things in you. And that's a whole nother subject. But in this case, not necessarily a whole different subject, because a lot of times when we're younger, we'll get an inclination, like our soul, because what I read in you was medical, holistic medicine, which is definitely part of our future, big part of our future. Our medical is, it's in crisis, absolute and utter crisis. So we need to go a different way with everything. Naturopath, like I'm seeing you more as having the whole ball of wax, you know, the medical education and the natural, and however you decide you want to do that and get into it. But we'll get inclinations when we're younger that are coming from our soul, but then we will draw conclusions based on like limited paradigms. So like your thought about being a nurse was your soul saying, let's do this. But then your mind was saying nurse. And then you're like, no, not nurse. And definitely you wouldn't want to do that. You don't need to be in that old system. So yeah, that's what I'm seeing for you. I'm not seeing how you would go about it. I guess you need to check in your soul, you know, how you would like to do it. And everything, you know, we got to enjoy the process. And it feels really good and energetic, and it's very healing to be doing our life purpose or even working toward it. So give that a thought. I know it seems like you feel like you're late in the game, but that's how it is for everybody, not just you. It's a whole new thing. Do you have any questions about any of that?
Well, I just, you know, like I said, you know, starting it up at 60 seems a little daunting. So I've been thinking about trying to look for employment. I'm going to be going to see my granddaughter in May. And I thought when I get back, I wanted to maybe check like a temp agency or something, just to, because I was out of the job field for a number of years, and it's a little overwhelming to just think about going back with the interview process and all that. So,
I wouldn't even
feeling like
do
a
that.
Little
Don't.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. I'm just gonna try to give you some permission here to not put yourself through that. That you don't have to. Is that we, because of this, each moment creates the next moment, and stay focused in the moment and on this day, one day at a time. I should really mention, when I put my show description in my books, I should also put The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. That is a book that people, and I just reread it last year, we really need to get that thing where we're in the moment and trusting our soul to guide us through every moment, because it's pretty tangled up. It's like a Rubik's Cube. And yes, these times feel daunting to everybody, but we really have to let go of the old ways. And the new ways are to let our soul lead us and to know that we're being led on a joyful path and to have that expectation. Hang on, I guess, clear my throat. So I'd like to invite you and anybody else who's listening to have a joyful expectation, enjoy the process, build a new life, but do it from the soul. From the soul level. And I also have a book called Wishing on Your Own Star, which is about how to live the life that your soul meant for you to live. And it's really magical if you do that. Well, I don't know, my throat is scratchy today. So I'm going to have to leave it at that. And you can listen to the archives of the show. So if anybody wants to re-listen, you can just go to the page for my show, and it has the archives, and you can re-listen. So okay. I wouldn't
well, that,
go through anything.
Wonderful. Go ahead.
Yeah,
Go ahead.
You have a brilliant future ahead of you. I just have to tell you that much. You're very ready to do it, and I can't get into all of it. You know, like I said, there's so many aspects of ourselves, and you have a lot of the aspects of yourself already very well in place. So, you know, it's a matter of just getting on the life purpose now and trusting it and being ready to flow with it. Okay, and God bless you on your journey.
Goosebumps. You just put goosebumps all up my arms and legs when you said to get on the soul purpose.
Nice.
And I was just thinking that joyful expectation sounds amazing. So, yes, thank you.
And expect
that's
it
awesome.
To be wonderful and let it surprise you. Okay, good.
Yeah,
thanks for calling
awesome.
In.
All right. Thanks
All right.
so much. Happy Easter.
You're welcome.
Aloha.
Happy Easter. Mm-hmm. So much of what there's so much in common to what people are going through right now. I hope I'm not losing internet. It's, I hope you can still hear me. I'm waiting because it's stuck the, my internet sometimes gets slow. Do I have the 205 area code online? Uh-oh, it dropped. Okay.
Elena?
Oops, here we go.
Hello?
Oh, hi. I had to go offline and back online. My internet dropped. Hi.
Oh, hi.
You're on
Thank
the air.
You for taking my call. Thank you so much, Elena. Happy Easter. My story is maybe about a year ago, I went through awakening. And so here we are a year later. So much has happened. I do see numbers all the time. 2-2, 10-10, 11-11, 12-12, 1-1-1.
Oh, yeah.
And I've had dreams of having a baby, making love to a man, taking care of patients. I am in the medical field. And so now I discover maybe a couple of months, 3 months, I don't know, maybe a little farther back, that there, that my hands heat up, like healing.
Oh, yeah.
hands.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And so I just want to see, what do you see for me moving forward? With all that has been introduced to me, and that I am gracious, I am so grateful to receive. I just want to be, I want to be pleasing to the Father, the Son,
right,
and the Holy Spirit. I want to be pleasing, and I want to do due diligence, duty. I just, and so what do you see for me? I start a new job next week, and of course, medical health is in the health, and the same thing, taking care of people, because I love nursing people back to health. So I just want to know what you see for me.
Yeah, what I'm seeing for you is, you basically said everything that you need to say. Is you just put this package out to the universe, and then you also said, and when you say the Father, I don't know if you mean Christ, God, or Christ/God.
Right.
I assume you do. Everybody's different ways of referencing it. Is that's what happened to me, is I had things happen spotty throughout my life, and in about 1994 is when I said, Jesus, what am I supposed to be doing? And by me asking that, that is what, it's almost as though, well, it is as though we can't put it together. It is of such a higher consciousness that we need to ask Jesus to lead us. And this is also good for other people to listen to. Jesus is a very specific energy that's omnipresent on the planet, and he came here to supplant that energy so that we would have that as a guidepost, because as you can see, the matrix is very much in chaos and all the systems are collapsing. In order for us to, I always think about the rescue people at 9/11 back in 2001 or whenever that happened, and I think about them and how the stories about how some people just followed their instincts and rescued like a group of people. And they were trusting, and they said they weren't scared at all. They were just being guided. And that's pretty much the imagery we need to have right now for our own lives, is to be guided by Jesus and or our higher self. At the very least, some people have a problem with Jesus because of their past, you know, things they might have experienced. But at least ask your higher self to guide you every morning and the steps you need to take to be of service to humanity and to do what you came here for. And because of a lot of the things that you said, you're experiencing a lot of things that I did too. And since 1974, I was seeing 11/11. And I knew it meant something. And through the years, I started to realize what it meant. And it meant that it means a couple of things. It means that you're in alignment with your true self and your true path. And it also means that you're one of the people that came here from the higher dimensions to help the planet ascend.
Ah, okay.
So,
thank you.
Okay, good. You understood what I meant when I said that. And I have a book called 144,000 Points of Light, which is my biggest seller, and it sells all over the world in all different, every country you can imagine. And it's the resurrection of the legions of Archangel Michael, because it's really just a big soul family that came here to raise up the planet in love and bring it to the next level where we're living all together in harmony and peace. And it may not look like it right now, but like I said, let your soul lead you. It starts with that intention every day to say, Lord, let's use this day to do what I came here for and do my service and also take care of myself. That's the other thing. We have to make sure we take care of ourselves because these are some really challenging times. And now I'd like to leave you with, are you in the right field? It feels like you are. You know, it might seem counterintuitive that you would be in like the other woman I talked to that would be a naturopath, not a nurse. But a lot of us are planted where we're supposed to bloom. And and so you're going to bring that element to the environment that you're in, and you'll be influential. I feel like you're respected. That's the thing that I think you should expect, because I really do see respect. And if anybody ever disrespects what you bring to the table, I wouldn't let them bring you down. But I do see you surrounded by a lot of respect for who you are and what you bring. And you definitely don't want to fall under anybody else's narrow-minded ways or anything. You definitely need to be in a respectful environment always. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So as long as you respect what you do, you should expect to be respected.
Yes. I love what I do. I don't think I could – I don't see myself doing anything different. And even when I was younger, I was told that I took care of the animals. So my grandmother rest her soul, she's around me all the time. She had farm animals, and I was told that you took care of the farm animals. If they were hurt, you would be out there trying to nurse them back to health when you were like 4 years old. And so I just don't see myself doing anything else.
Right. Yeah, you're good. You're on the right path, and that's what the 1111 and the 111 means. And I'm going to have to cut you loose, but yeah, always remember that respect yourself, deserve respect, but also take care of yourself too. Okay?
Thank you, Elena.
And God bless
you
on your path. You're welcome.
Many blessings.
Thanks for calling.
I love you, Elena.
Oh, thank you. I love you too. I love all my callers. I love humanity. I believe in you. Okay, 509 area code. Whoops, taking a minute to come up. I can hear you. Okay, hi. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You want to tell me a little bit about yourself?
Yes. Well, my name is Erica, and like many, I just feel like I'm really old, and I just want to figure out what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm kind of in that place where you're kind of lost, and I just wanted a little bit of guidance.
Yeah, you don't hear it on your end, but somebody on Blog Talk side, it's a recording that tells me I have 90 seconds left. I have a few more minutes left. I can push it past. But I missed that last thing that you said. Can you repeat that?
That I kind of feel lost. I'm trying to figure out what I'm supposed to be doing and trying to find, you know, my purpose.
Yeah. Let me see. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say that what you need to do, I'm going to try to help you with what some of your gifts are. But the first thing that I'm getting from looking at your energy is to work on, and this can take years to get better at, you can have some good days and some bad days, unplugging from the matrix and being able to listen to the inside. Watch how often you're connected to your breath and to your inside, and how often your consciousness gets pulled out into the matrix. And everybody needs to work on this. I even had to work on it more. I work on it constantly. It's just that there was an uptick in the need to do so a couple years ago when everything started to go crazy. So I'm getting that should be your number one goal right now, like your number one thing to work on. But let me tune into what your special gifts are. I see you looking at something. I'm trying to figure out what that is. There's something that you're interested in, and maybe this is just a way to, I don't know, my spirit's having me do it this way. There's something that you're interested in that you keep being drawn to, and it's something that you want to jump into it now and explore it and not be just an observer like that's what somebody else does. Do you know mm-hmm. what that is? What is it that you admire that? Go ahead.
I just like the whole like legal stuff. I like to watch like in criminal investigation shows.
Oh.
I like to stand up for people's rights and I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I was always conflicted because I always wanted to be a lawyer. I still think sometimes I should have been because I would love to do civil rights or, like, you know, some of this government corruption stuff. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why I wasn't given it directly. So maybe it was just an exercise for everybody to – sometimes people can glean information from that, insights from that. Yeah, it's time for you to get involved in whatever way you feel you want to get involved in that. Where you're
okay.
actively doing, not just watching anymore, where you're actively doing what it is you love watching. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. So I'm glad I was able to steer you towards that, and you should have fun. So everybody out there, if you start to do the things that you're, like, afraid to do, just, you know, carve out time, really push yourself to do it. Like I say, if you want to do art, take an art class because it pushes you where you have to do it. And you, when you start to feel the increase in energy, that's how you know that's the way you're supposed to go. If you feel this thud in the energy when you think of something, you have to first check if that's your attitude or like your programming. And then if you feel a charge in your energy or excitement, that's what you're supposed to do because our soul is what gives us energy. The matrix is dead. So don't go backwards. Go forward. Jump on what gives you energy, even if you don't know where it's going to lead you. Okay. Well, thanks for calling in, and I hope I'm going to cut you loose now. I appreciate
Thank
that
you.
Call because, yeah, everybody was in a completely different position, and that's great because we can learn from that. And I'm sorry there's two more calls on the board, and I'm not going to be able to take them. But I will be here at the same time every Sunday and call back again. Check out my books. They have a lot of the information you're going to need. I very carefully crafted them over the last 6-7 years so that people would have all of this information. And I get all my books from downloads from spirit. In my own experiences, I don't get it by regurgitating other people's stuff. These are great messages from spirit in all my books. And I do private readings also. So you can email me if you're interested in a private reading. And I wish you a wonderful week and have a great with the full moon and the resurrection is, and spring coming in. Let's resurrect our lives. Okay, aloha.